I had always been interested in programming, at least in the back of my mind. I remember being in a library and seeing one of those books on coding, and I figured, hey, if I read that book, I bet I could program a computer. And that, you know, your imagination kind of runs wild what that means, you know. And so when presented with the idea of LaunchCode, I said, you know, this sounds like it might be, you know, worth a shot.
LaunchCode uses CS50 as a way to educate massive groups of people around the city of St. Louis and in our other hub cities, Miami, Kansas City, and Providence, Rhode Island.
I believe what LaunchCode is doing is amazing. It's bringing a community together in order to actually achieve something, to make a difference in their lives.
What's been so nice about this hackathon here, our second in St. Louis, is to encounter again students we met 2 years ago at the first ever CS50 hackathon in St. Louis, to meet new students, and also to meet students who have taken CS50 over the course of the past couple of years and are now working in tech, and hearing their stories and hearing how they got from start to finish.
It's something I've been wanting to do. You know, you have that goal, and this summer I've like cleared my calendar. I'm teaching all summer long, but just one course instead of four. And I'm determined to make it all the way through this year.
It's like literally for me was an answer to a prayer. All my life I've been in the construction phase. I'm a welder and a fitter by trade. As you get older, I can't do that anymore. My body doesn't let me. Plus I was having health issues, so I couldn't do the hard work like that anymore.
We were helping a lot of people in the city of St. Louis get jobs, and so we pointed people to this free class online, CS50, which has been such a blessing for so many people in this city, which we've used to teach people the fundamentals of computer science.
When it first started and they announced that the Harvard teachers were going to come and we all were like crazy with excitement, my goal at that instant was I want to learn how to teach CS50X.
Honestly, you need that support from your friends, from your TAs and from your teachers to get through it.
I think the estimate of 15 to 20 hours a week is a joke. I'm not sure how people do this when they're working full time.
It can get hard. It can get just absolutely crushing when you can't figure something out. And having a good group of people to fall back onto and good concepts in that culture can really make the entire difference.
When you're by yourself in your house taking this online course, you have to be really driven to complete it alone. And this, the way of building community around it, helps people help each other get through it.
It was wonderful getting to do a problem set walkthrough with Doug Lloyd, whose videos we watched and watched and watched.
And I like they don't give you the answer, they help you think through to the answer. I really appreciate that, because that way you can own it.
Ultimately, the purpose is simply to bring students together, to engage, to excite, to interact ultimately with classmates, and having the support structure of folks not only from Cambridge but also from right here in St. Louis, from LaunchCode and mentors from around the city, we hope really creates a special opportunity bringing students together to focus ultimately on a very rigorous and a very academic subject, but that has very real world impact, and ultimately seeing students make it from that start to that finish. My name is David Malin, and this is the second ever CS50 hackathon in St. Louis. This is CS50.